These projects were funded by Pobl received communication in the last number of days to indicate that the funding they receive will not be increased commensurate with the increase in the national minimum wage to enable them to pay that, meaning that they will either have to find additional funds themselves to pay the increase in the minimum wage, or indeed that they will have to cut the hours maybe of staff in order to be able to pay them the minimum wage. That's simply not acceptable, and if the government are increasing the minimum wage and are taking this measure, they should be willing to fund it as well and ensure that the funding given to these organisations is increased. And this is something that I have taken up with the Minister and I am seeking a commitment on. But so far, it seems to be their position that they will not increase it, but simply that is unacceptable. Since the government are increasing the minimum wage, they also should ensure that the organisations who depend on grants from them are in a position to pay it.
What you're effectively then saying is that a number of people who have been informed they will get an increase in their minimum wage will be looking forward to increased money from January, what they'll actually find is their hours cut, and potentially they could end up even getting less.
Well, it's putting those organisations in a very difficult situation. They're being told by the government that they have to find the additional funding to make up the increase in the minimum wage. And really, the way that should happen is, as the government increase minimum wage, they should also increase the grant that they're giving to these organisations so that the organisations can continue to function as they do at the moment, providing very valuable services to many communities across the country. And I will be seeking now, over the next period of time, that commitment from the government.